Today's message I have decided to call Muddy Vision. If you are in a situation where you cannot see what's going on, if you need a clear understanding about what is happening, then this message is for you. Let's jump right in. Wow. Okay. So you know how we're still in the series of Muddy Vision. And let me tell you, the Lord, He just did it again. He gave me another scripture that it is so mind blowing. And I am so excited to share. I'm just going to get right into it. We're still in Luke, actually. Luke chapter 13, verse 10 through 13. So we're in Luke chapter 13, verse 10 through 13. I'm going to start at verse 10. It says, on one Sabbath day, as Jesus was teaching in a synagogue, he saw a woman who had been crippled by an evil spirit. She had been bent down double for 18 years and was unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Dear woman, you are healed of your sickness." Then he touched her and instantly she could stand straight. How she praised God. We are in the series called Muddy Vision, and I'm so excited. But just as we read this, we understand that a woman with a problem that wasn't solved was in a room listening to Jesus speak. A woman with a problem that wasn't solved yet was in a room listening to Jesus speak. She lived with her problem. The problem became a part of who she was. This can make me cry, man. She'd had the problem for so long. She wasn't born with this problem, but she had the problem for 18 years. She was no longer able to do what she was supposed to do. Hear the Holy Spirit speak in this moment, because let me tell you, this is big. Are you going through a situation like this? See yourself in this situation about this random woman that had a problem for so long. She wasn't born with it. She was born with the problem. She just had a problem for the past 18 years. We're going on almost 20 years now. She's had this problem for 18 years. She wasn't able to do what she was supposed to do. She was no longer able to do the things she was supposed to do, like stand up. Like simple things that you were trying to do in life, you just can't do it like you did it before. Especially in these times, in these perilous times of 2020, 2021, 2022, not making it how you were used to making it, not being able to do the things how you used to be able to do it. She wasn't born with this problem. This problem stuck with her, though, and it was with her for so long. Actually, I just have to say that this message is for somebody. As I was reading this and studying the word on this, I just know in my spirit that this is a type of message that is not for everybody. It's for this person. I don't know who this person is, but there is a person out there that is going through this. There is a person out there that has been having a problem for a while. And just like this woman in the Bible, she was no longer able to do what she was, you know, normally able to do before. She lived with her problem. She learned to live with the problem that she had. But even in her living with her problem, she still found a way to search for meaning and search for an answer. That's why she went to the synagogue. She could have gave up and she could have left the synagogue. She could have said, "I'm not going there." You know, tried that, been there, done that. went to doctors, went here, went there. I've had this for 18 years now. I've had this problem for a while. I've tried everything that I could try. I've done everything that I could do. Everything I know how to do, you know, but I'm still gonna, you know, I'm still hit up the synagogue. I'm still go. She still listened to Jesus speak. You know, she still had hope. And you know what? Jesus found her. She didn't cry out to Jesus. And that's what I love. She didn't cry out to Jesus and say, Jesus, heal me. Jesus, I've had this problem for 18 years now. Can you heal me after you finish talking? Can you heal me? No, she didn't do that. And that's what, when you have a problem that you've had so long, of course you cried out to God. Of course you've asked him before. Of course you asked why. Why, God, why did this happen to me? When am I going to get healed from this? She didn't even cry out anymore. She didn't say, oh, Jesus, help me. I heard you were healing people. You made a blind man see, crippled man walk. They had, you know, she didn't do any of that. It's this energy of when you're fed up, that you just learn to live with the problem. Well, maybe the Lord just wants me to deal with this. Maybe this is just what I need to go through right now. But she didn't cry out to Jesus, but Jesus saw the woman. Jesus didn't just see the woman. Jesus saw the problem that the woman had. He saw the evil spirit in her that created the problem that she had. Jesus saw the evil spirit that stayed in her, didn't leave. Jesus didn't speak to the evil spirit either. You notice that? He didn't say, oh, evil spirit, what's your name? Well, why have you been in her? You know, he didn't even do all that. He just did quite the opposite, actually. Jesus saw the evil spirit that stayed in her, that didn't leave. Jesus didn't speak to the evil spirit. He spoke to the woman with the problem. He called her over and she came to him. He said, come here. She came. She came with her evil spirits in tow. You know, she came with her problems. And the Lord Jesus comforted her by saying, dear woman. He doesn't even call her by name. He could have. He didn't even call her by name. He didn't need to, because this wasn't just a message for the crippled woman. You know, this wasn't a message for the crippled woman, just the crippled woman. This was a message for all women and all men. The message is that Jesus can do the same for you that he did for this woman. But Jesus called the woman and said, you're healed of your sickness. But that wasn't all. Jesus touched the woman and instantly she could stand up straight. Instantly the woman was healed. Instantly the evil spirit left. So what did we learn? So I've got 5 points, just 5 points on what we learned from this in our series of Muddy Vision. One, point number one, even on days when you think you can't be healed, the Lord can still heal you. It was the Sabbath and no one was healing. And no healing was supposed to take place. I know that for sure. But the Lord reigns over the Sabbath. So even when you think that the Lord can't do something, he can do it. He can do it. Point number two. I'm going to make this quick today. Point number two. The Lord will not stop what he's doing. He didn't stop what he was. Oh, it's Sabbath. Oh, there's a woman in my mess. I think I'll do that tomorrow. I think I'll help her tomorrow. She's already waited 18 years. I might as well do this tomorrow. Soon as he saw her, you, come here, get up. Your problem that you've been living with, that situation that you've been in for so long, you just became accustomed to it now, huh? No, You're healed. You're healed from that sickness. Get up. You're healed. That's what Jesus can do. Jesus can see you. Even when you can no longer see the healing anymore, he can still heal you. All right, let's move on to point number three. Jesus can call you to be healed even when you're not crying out for his attention to help your situation. Did you know that? I know a lot of people think like, oh, I got to cry out to Jesus. I got to cry out to him. If I cry out to him, then he'll hear me and then he'll change my situation. Some people say like, oh, you got to keep praying every single day. Every single day, you got to pray, got to pray, got to pray, got to pray. I don't do that anymore. I truly don't. I feel it was just like one day. I was just like, I'm not going to keep asking for the same thing. I know that you heard me the first time. You know, like they say, oh, keep knocking and the door will open. I've knocked and I kept knocking. And now I'm waiting for you at this point. I've knocked. I kept knocking. And in her action, she knocked. She didn't have to keep crying out to God. In her going to the synagogue, that was a knock. In her sitting down, listening to Jesus speak, that was another knock. You know, not every knock means that you have to cry out and scream, oh, God, please help me out of this situation. You don't have to do all that all the time. Maybe just reading the Bible is a knock. Maybe just holding on another day is a knock. Maybe just believing it'll happen someday. Maybe not today, you know. Maybe not this year. Maybe for the next 3 years. Those are knocks. That is knocking. That is faith. That is believing. And that's what this woman did. So you don't have to be, you know, crying out, oh God, you don't have to do all that. And I think in a way that there comes a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, not like you don't have faith. This crying so much. What do you think? He's not going to help you? I mean, she got to this point where she no longer cried out. She lived with her situation. I mean, she was crippled down. She was just, this is how I am. This is the situation. Is that going to stop me from going to the synagogue? No. Is that going to stop me from listening to Jesus speak? No. She didn't let her situation stop her from seeing God. She didn't let the situation stop her from listening to Jesus, from going to the synagogue, from reading the word. She kept on going. She kept going and she kept moving. And that's what somebody out there they have to be doing it. Okay, let me move to point number four before I start telling all my points in, in 5 minutes. Okay, so point number four, just be in the room. Just be in the room. Just stay in the room. Be where the Lord is at all times. The Lord sees you. Be in the room. Be where, when he calls your name. What if he had called that woman's name and she wasn't even there? There's a woman here. She's been crippled for 18 years. Where is she? There's a woman. Where's that woman? There's a woman. I know that there's a woman. She was crippled for 18 years. She was supposed to be here today. The woman's out of the synagogue, like getting messed up. She's up here living promiscuous, sexual immorality, lying, cheating. She wasn't even in the room to be able to get her blessing. What if that was the case? You know, plot twist. She's not in the room. Jesus doesn't see her. Doesn't heal her. So that's my point. Just be in the room. Be in the room. Be in the area. Keep on reading the Bible. Keep on, you know, I don't know where he is, but I'm being this word though. I'll be waiting for him when he shows up, when he sees me and sees my situation. Because I know when he does, my situation will be healed. And that brings me to point number five. Let him touch you. Let the Lord touch you. be open to it. A lot of people don't even believe in the supernatural, which is wild to me. I mean, that's literally the whole point of Christianity. They see Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but they don't connect all three, and they don't, it's like that Holy Spirit part, they ignore that part, which is the most crucial part. I feel like all parts are very important, but completely ignoring the Holy Spirit and knowing that the Holy Spirit can work right now in our lives, like you can feel his presence right now if you choose to, if you are open to it and ready for that, because yes, it's this warm feeling, like it's amazing. It's so crazy how, you know, witches and people of different religions that worship, you know, whatever god that is, they understand spirits, like it ain't the Holy Spirit, but they understand spirits. They understand connecting with spirits and letting that spirit manifest in their lives. But when it comes to Christianity, they say, no, we don't mess with spirits. No. But literally the whole point, what do you think the Holy Spirit is? You need to let the Holy Spirit come. What do you think they were doing in the upper room? As they were praying and their hands were raised and their eyes were closed and they were worshiping and praying, what do you think if the Holy Spirit came upon them? What do you think that was? The Lord came as they were praying, as they were worshiping. And it happens all the time. When you pray and you worship, or you're reading the Bible and you are expecting to hear from the Lord will come. Okay, just be prepared. It's not always, it could be whatever, you know, however the Lord wants to come into your life, that you'll notice. You know, I've had a lot of different, listen, I'm like open to whatever. And when it comes to the Holy Spirit coming into my life, and I've had many different instances where I've seen the Holy Spirit, I've seen angels, I've seen the Lord of Heaven's armies, I feel his presence, I feel his presence right now on my shoulder. I feel this warmth, I feel this heat, I hear from him, because I'm ready for it. I'm not better than anybody else. Like, we all can do this. I'm just saying, like, this is, I'm open to it. Like, I want all of it, God. I want all of you. Anything that I can get, like, bring it, you know? That's what I want. And so that's why my point is, on point number 5, let the Lord touch you. Let him come into your life. Let him touch you. And I get the Holy Spirit saying that he is going to be calling out to people who aren't expecting him. He's going to be healing situations that people don't realize that he can save. You know, I feel like I have to stop this, because I honestly feel like the Holy Spirit is speaking to someone as I'm saying this. The Holy Spirit is speaking to someone, and he is saying that he is going to be calling you out even though you aren't even expecting it. He's going to be healing situations that you don't even realize that he can save you from. He's going to be calling people out that are not even expecting healing of their situation. He's going to be changing situations that people don't expect, situational changes. In this season, you don't even have to call out to him. Just like that woman didn't call out. You don't even have to call out to him. You just have to be in the room. You just have to continue to follow him, and he is going to see you and call you, and he is going to touch you and touch your life and heal your problem, and he is going to heal your situation. This is going to someone who doesn't even realize it or expect it. Somebody out there listening to this does not realize it or expect it. This is for someone who has lived with their problem for so long. Just like this woman. This woman was in the synagogue. She was sitting there looking at Jesus. She was listening to Jesus, but she didn't expect that Jesus would call her out and touch her and heal her from the problem that she was going through. And that is what is about to happen for someone. Someone is going through something and they think that the Lord doesn't still heal. They think that Jesus is Lord, but whoever this is for, they silently think that the Lord has ignored their problem and hasn't helped them. This is for the person that stays connected to Jesus, but they haven't seen healing to their own problem. It's not that they don't believe. It's that they just stopped asking. And they're just trying to survive off of the problem that they have. And they've accepted the new life of unresolved problems as something that they just have to live with. And they have adjusted and crippled their life, but they're still alive and crippled and making their way to still be connected to God. I want you to know that the Lord sees you. The Lord sees your situation, and He will be calling you out personally. He will be healing you. I know you don't expect it. I know you don't expect your situation to actually change out of what it is because you've been with it for so long. You've almost given up, but you kind of still got this little mustard seed of hope. And even now, I think as you listen to this, you're like, I wonder if she's talking about me. Ask the Holy Spirit. He may be talking to you. I don't know who this is for. But this is for someone. The Lord sees your situation. He's going to be calling you out personally. He will be healing you. And I know you don't expect it. I know you don't see it coming. You have muddy vision right now. But the Lord is closing your vision. He's turning off your vision to hear Him when He calls. What you see right now is Jesus. You're putting your focus on Him, even though your surroundings you have been, made accustomed to. You've learned to live with this bad situation, but the Lord sees you. What's about to happen is going to be unexpected, just so you know. You don't even think that this word is particularly for you, but you are happy with this word right now. Praise God. This word is for someone. I just hope that this certain someone is in the room, is listening. He sees you. He's calling you. It's time. It's time for your healing. Is your job telling you that you need to get the shot, the monkey shot or the flu shot or whatever shot that's out right now? If they're telling you to do that and that is against your relationship with Jesus Christ, then hit me up. My name is Dionne Monique, and I have been doing religious exemption forms for almost 3 years now. I've done hundreds for the past, I'll say almost 3 years. So I'm putting my degree to work. I am an ordained minister. If you need a religious exemption letter to just download, it's free. Just download it now. Or if you need the form filled out, you don't know what to fill out, I do that too. You can download the religious exemption form. It's free. If you need, it notarized, that's $35. It's super cheap. Notarization is not free. So, but yes, other than that, it is completely free. Download it now. Go to my website at goodygirl.co. That's goodie goodygirl.co. So goodygirl.co. I also have like body lotions, healing cream, body washes. I've got a robe out. I think the robe's sold out, but apparel and vitamins. You know, it is that season to where people aren't taking their vitamins, and the cleansing part of our body is happening right now. So I've got the vitamins all there for you. Vitamins for kids, vitamins for adults, vitamin D, you know, vitamin C, gummies. Because I'm big on vitamin gummies. Listen, sometimes vitamins don't taste the best, but putting it with a gummy is just so much better, especially for kids. So I've got that too. Anyway, go to goodygirl.co and just have fun. Thank you so much.